The Trail Smoke Eaters will kick off its BCHL season on an extended road trip beginning on Friday, September 19th in Vernon against the Vipers. "We are going to have to play our first six regular season games on the road," said Trail Smoke Eaters head coach and GM Tim Fragel. "We won't be playing until October in Trail, so we are going to have five preseason games away and then six regular season games to start the year. But it will be well worth it once we get everything up to speed here." The home opener is highly anticipated, as the Smoke Eaters will drop the puck on newly renovated Cominco Ice at the Trail Memorial Center on Friday, October 10th against the West Kelowna Warriors. The BCHL released the 2025-26 schedule with a new and balanced league structure. With the Penticton V's move to the Western Hockey League, the BCHL will ice 20 teams this season with 4 5-team divisions, two in each the Coastal and Interior conferences. All 20 teams will play 54 games before starting the playoffs on April 3. The Smoke Eaters will face off in the Interior West Division against the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, Cranbrook Bucks, Vernon Vipers and West Kelowna Warriors. Trail will play West Division rivals 7 times, Interior East Division teams 4 times, and their remaining 6 games against Coastal Conference teams. Trail travels to Abbotsford for the BCHL Showcase October 12-16 and will follow that up with a match in Powell River against the Kings on October 17. Trail will only play 4 games at home until November 21, when they begin a 5-game homestand, the first against the BCHL Fred Page Cup champion Brooks Bandits. The Smoke Eaters enjoy a 10-day holiday break in December, with a New Year's Eve tilt in Cranbrook on Wednesday, December 31. The Smokies will then open the new year with 4 games at home starting on Friday, January 2 against the Bucks. The Smoke Eaters will then end the season with a home and home against the Vipers on March 27-28, with Trail hosting the final game. Trail finished in third place in the Interior Conference and fourth overall last season with a 3-5-1-5-3-1 record and 74 points. Fragel expects a good core of players to return for this season, and will run the Smoke Eaters' main camp from August 29 to September 1 at the Beaver Valley Arena in Fruitvale. Because of the changing landscape of junior hockey, Fragel expects one or two of the 16 returning veterans to move on to other opportunities. "There will be some movement, but it's still a good base to work with, and we feel like we should be knocking on the door again, and be in the mix with the top teams," he added. The Interior East is made up of the 5 Alberta teams including the Black Falls Bulldogs, Brooks Bandits, Okotoks Oilers, Sherwood Park Crusaders, and Spruce Grove Saints. The playoff structure will see the top 4 teams from each division moving on, with the winners of a 1v4 and 2v3 first round advancing to the division final. The division winners from East and West will then go head-to-head to see which teams advance to the league final. The Coastal Conference includes the Coastal West Division consisting of the Alberni Bulldogs, Cowichan Valley Capitals, Nanaimo Clippers, Powell River Kings, and Victoria Grizzlies, and the Coastal East Division, Chilliwack Chiefs, Coquitlam Express, Langley Rivermen, Surrey Eagles and Prince George Spruce Kings. The schedule does not include BCHL Showcase games, where each team plays 2 regular season contests. The full showcase schedule and location will be announced in the coming weeks, as will additional details for All-Star Weekend and the BCHL Roadshow event.